Dan Murphy out in Ottawa. Dan, how are you dealing in the snow there? Everything all right?
It wasn't as bad as I thought. Yesterday, seeing the, weather warning saying it had the chance to be a top 10, one-day snowfall of all time. And they keep these records going back like 150 years. So I was expecting maybe 30, 40 centimeters. No, it is a lot of snow out there, but overall, I don't think we'll have any troubles getting out tonight and getting into Toronto. At least I hope we don't. But there were a million cancellations from Toronto to here yesterday. I know that.
Was Shorty out there shoveling?
Shorty was not shoveling. I think Shorty pays people to shovel. I like to shovel the driveway, but Shorty, I don't think he's into it.
Yeah, it just replaces one of your daily workouts, right? Like, you're a two-a-day guy?
No, I'm not a two-a-day. No? I'm an early in the morning guy, usually. That's what I do.
All right. Okay, we got to get to the bottom of this. We just listened to the scrum. There was a snort in the scrum.
Okay. Good to see he's working on it.
Who was that? Who was that, Dan Murphy?
Okay, play it again. One more time.
Good to see he's working on it.
Can you identify the snort?
It had to be Kuz because I was standing there, but I was just getting pulled away to go talk to a former colleague, Ian Mendez. But I was there because they were talking about Pettersson shooting pucks after practice, I think probably because of the video I posted. So I'm going to say, the only people that were there were Kuz, J-Pat, Brendan, myself, and then Cheech and Short were kind of in the background. And Gord Wilson was there too. So I'm going to go with Kuz. Although it didn't seem that loud to me either because I was standing behind Kuz when it happened.
Came clear on the mic.
Yeah, we'll have to double confirm. I think this needs a double confirmation, but Brendan Bachelor is going to be joining us in the pregame as well. All right, let's focus on tonight. Tonight's game. On paper, this should be an easy win for the Vancouver Canucks based on where the Ottawa Senators are. But is there such thing as an easy win in the NHL?
I don't think so. No, of course, you look at the roster that Ottawa's got for this one. I think it's got, 75 combined goals this year, the roster they're putting out. So there's a lot of guys that are very early in their career or have just been called up, young players. But anytime you factor in special teams or a hot goalie, you can lose a hockey game. And, look at where the Montreal Canadiens are in the standings. And they were the better team against Vancouver two nights ago, and Vancouver was bailed out by special teams and goaltending. So there's no easy games. But that said, I think, Tuesday night should be a bit of a wake-up call for the Canucks. They weren't ready to play at the start. They found themselves in an early 2-0 hole, and they're probably fortunate to climb out of it to win the game. So you don't want to take any chances, especially when you look at the standings. Currently second in the Pacific, 4 points back of Vegas, but with 3 games in hand. And any win you get now is big. 20 games left. I think 10 wins would probably do it. So you best beat those teams blowing the standings because they've got some tough ones coming up.
What was the genesis of that video of Hughes and Pettersson staying out to put in that extra work? Is it just because of all the whiffs that happened in the last game, or is there something specific?
No, I don't even know. I was going to go up into the stands to shoot to do my stand-up for my story yesterday. And so literally this is, so after practice, you'd already had Travis Green talk. They opened the room. We interviewed, Toffoli. We interviewed Pearson. Miller was very late off the ice too. So he stayed out for a long time. We waited, we interviewed him. So then after all those interviews, I go out to the hallway, walk up to the stands, and sure enough, there's two guys left on the ice. As Pettersson was just ripping shots, and at that point, Hughes was just trying to clean up the pucks on the ice for the Zamboni. But both guys were out there at minimum 20 minutes after practice had ended, probably closer to 30. And Miller, too, had just come in 5 minutes earlier. So guys, maybe because they knew they weren't going to have a morning skate today, they wanted to get their reps in. But those two guys were out there for a long time after the skate.
But it really goes to show, and we had DJ Smith on the station earlier talking about how your best players have to be your hardest workers. It's kind of what the Canucks are doing right now. And you think guys like Tyler Toffoli and JT Miller kind of reinforce that, where, Hughes and Pettersson have those work habits to begin with. But when you bring in guys of the same mindset who have been there, done that, it just kind of doubles down and reinforces all of that.
There's no question. And, I think that we saw that in the previous Canucks teams with the Twins. They were always the guys that won the fitness tests. They were always the guys that were putting in all the work at practice. And I think if your best players also have the best work ethic, that's when guys can really perform and be consistent. And I think you really see that in those two young guys. There's a real inner drive with both of them to want to be better and get better. And you know, that was just a small taste of it yesterday.
When you look at a game like this, obviously there's a talent disparity between the two teams. Outside of just the star players for the Vancouver, who do you look at, you know, from the depth option that, okay, this is kind of a get right moment?
You mean on the
score sheet or just, yeah, on Vancouver, whether it's on the score sheet or just, you know, building up that sustained level play for the to propel yourself for the final 20?
I mean, I'm always kind of looking at that second line a little bit with Louis and Bo and Tanner Pearson. You know, they are getting the matchups, but Bo, what, he scored his 20th of the season. I always kind of look at that line because you know you're going to get some looks from the top line always. One player I kind of want to focus on a little bit is, you know, I think that Antoine Roussel has to be better. And, you know, obviously come back from that major knee injury. He hasn't looked as quick as last year. He hasn't skated as well as last year. You can tell he doesn't have the confidence of last year. He's not making plays with pucks, not trying to hold on to it. So I'd say as a line, the second one, but if I'm going to focus on one player as a whole, I'm probably going to look at Antoine Roussel.
And, you know, when you're coming back from a knee injury, totally understand where that first step or that burst may not be there because it was a major injury. But when it comes to his game and just being even more engaged and compared to last year, he still, do you think it's a confidence thing or do you think, because I don't necessarily see him as engaged as he was last year.
Yeah, I think part of it is confidence. I'm certain of that. But you're right. And when you're getting these final 20 games here and then hopefully into the playoffs for this team, he's the type of player that's going to have to be kind of that guy that drags them into the tough games and drives them to fight. I think they have a number of good players that will be good at this time of year, and that's Toffoli and Pearson and Lebo when he gets back, guys that are really good along the wall. JT Miller, really good at winning puck battles. But you still need kind of the a-hole factor, too. The guys that are going to get engaged, be fiery. And we saw that from Roussel last year. I don't think we've seen enough of it this year, but I think a lot of it has to do with just coming back from this injury and trying to, you know, be back to the player he wants to be on the ice.
Yeah, we'll see what kind of start the Vancouver Canucks have tonight. Murph, thank you very much for joining us. Stay warm out there.
You got it, boys. Chat soon.